In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadows.
I'm going to tell you a story that many of you have probably heard and might even be a little embarrassed for telling it. I read it in at least two sermons last night, but it's an illustration that opens things up. And like I said, many of you have probably heard it. There's the story of the man who was frustrated with his calling in life and frustrated with the heavy burdens he was given. And he fell asleep and he had a dream. And in his dream, he was carrying his cross. Have you heard it yet? And yes, of course you have. And he carried his cross and he encountered, in some versions, an angel, in some versions, the Lord himself. As he enters into a warehouse full of crosses. And the Lord or the angel tells him, go ahead, pick out whatever cross you'd like to have. And after diligently trying on various versions of the cross in this vast warehouse and looking for the smallest one or the one that seemed the most smooth, or the one that seemed the most palatable, he eventually came to the point where he said, Lord, I think this is it. This is the cross that I want. And the Lord says, excuse me, sir, I'm sorry, maybe you've forgotten, but that's the one that you carried in with you. That is the cross that you've already had. This story illustrates a common feeling that it illustrates it enough to be in multiple sermons about the cross. But it illustrates a common feeling that we all have about suffering in our lives and about the crosses that we've particularly been given. And each one of us has some form of suffering, a cross that we carry, whether it be a family member, whether it be our own physical ailments, our own mental ailments, our job, our boss. When we think of these crosses, we're thinking of involuntary situations that seem to follow us, that we can't get away from, that make our life difficult. Do any of you ever feel like you just haven't reached your full potential? Every time you try, something is in the way. Do you ever feel stuck? Like if certain circumstances weren't there, well, finally you'd be able to be what you were called to be and operate in some functional way. And then surprisingly, this never comes. It's always there. And we're always having these feelings. The grass truly is greener when there's no suffering. And when God can empower us to realize our completely unlimited potential. But you'll notice it doesn't happen for most people. Most people have something that makes them stick, makes them stuck. Most people have something that makes them inefficient or unable to pursue the life or whatever it is, the peace or whatever that may be that they think that they want to be, they often don't make it. They often feel stopped. And so we look at our crosses very negatively. We look at them and we say, Lord, why have you given this to me? And why is always an angry thing. Why? Why should I have to suffer with this particular thing? And this is what's interesting about crosses, and this actually ties a little bit to the story that I told, which is that oftentimes we are willing to bear crosses, except that the crosses that we want to bear are typically the ones that validate our own personalities, our own desires. I have met people who are good at fasting, who love to take up the cross of fasting, who are good at not wanting to be around people and would think it would be very spiritually profitable for them to be a hermit, who have various gifts, natural gifts, that allow them to do things that seem spiritual, that they could also then possibly take pride in it because it's within their own natural abilities. I met one time a man who was married who wanted to be a monk. His wife was his cross. Right? So, it's always something else. But he was called to be married. And you are called to bear the cross that you've been given in your life. Not alone, with the community, with each other, but nonetheless, to bear what we've been given. And there's something that we often don't think about, which is that often these crosses, or maybe I should phrase it as a question, is it possible that the crosses we've been given, that the things that we don't like about ourselves, about our life, about our inability to achieve our potential, is it possible that these very things were given to us for our salvation? That the very things that slow us down, that grind us to a pulp, that stop us in our tracks, the very things we lament about our lives, were given to us for our health and for our salvation? And is it also possible that the things that we want, that we're good at, that fit so naturally within our personalities, aren't always the healthiest thing for us? Well, yeah, of course, it's possible. Doesn't mean it feels good. It doesn't mean we want to belittle people's suffering. But what it does indicate is that for us in the faith, we have to exercise our faith to come to a place where we can accept what God has given to us and somehow ask Him to make it for our health, for our salvation, for our transformation, even though we don't fully understand it. In the after feast of the cross, there's a few things I want to say as a caveat about our crosses and about how we bear them. The scriptures are clear that we are to bear one another's burdens. Jesus himself had Simon the Cyrene take up his cross and carry it for him to Golgotha. As members of the body of Christ, we are meant to be intimately caring for one another, aware of each other's pain and suffering, aware of each other's needs, and open and willing to serve one another so that we can lighten the burden on other people and help them. There are many people in our culture, are white, quiet, private, suffer in silence culture, although we are not all from that culture, but nonetheless, who don't talk about their pain, who don't talk and don't ask for help. But I want to say, as the body of Christ, as Christians, we should be looking to be concerned for one another so that we can help one another bear the great burdens that are in our lives, which we all have. Secondarily, another caveat about carrying the cross. We should never use the idea of someone carrying their cross to be dismissive. In other words, each cross, as I mentioned, I mean, crosses are for crucifixion, right? And so if your cross is unique, it's painful. It's guaranteed it's painful, no matter how large or how small it is. It's guaranteed to break you. It's actually made to break you, to humble you, to bring you to a place where you're open to receiving Christ. And if that's the case, when we encounter suffering, we should be compassionate, not just simply dismissive. Well, wonderful, That's your cross. Well, I got mine over here, and that's your cross. Again, this tides towards love, compassion, and service towards one another. Finally, as in the illustration of the story has for us that I told you a minute ago, the one story. May God help us to embrace what He has given us as though it's from Him. To help us embrace it and ask Him in our prayers that whatever it is that causes us suffering, whatever it is that slows us down, wouldn't simply be an obstacle to our life, but would actually become the cross. In other words, the very thing that we pass through in order to find joy. The very burden that we work under in order to find salvation. May our Lord help us to have this attitude in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.
He is.